Welcome to the Balanced Wellness Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Courtney Ciccoletti, your pharmacist turned functional medicine practitioner and integrative nutrition health coach. I'm on a mission to help others find alternative solutions to the chronic issues that far too often consume our lives. Balance is an individual journey that looks different for everyone. So on this show, I sit down with other leaders in the wellness space to discuss ways you can achieve it. We tackle topics like recovering from chronic illness, developing habits to improve mental health, and even how natural remedies like CBD can help aid in the healing process. It's time to find a solution to balance your wellness. Welcome back, everyone. Today, I am here with my colleague and good friend, Kelly Schaub. She is a naturopathic doctor and a doctor of pharmacy who specializes in perimenopause and menopause hormone health. Welcome, Kelly. How are you?
Hello, Courtney. I'm doing great. Good to see you again.
Good to see you. I'm excited to dive into some fun conversation with you. I so want to talk about how our different specialties in functional medicine collide, detox and hormone health, and how they're so related together. And we both, you know, have our specialty, but how we do both and wear both hats. But, you know, what I always like to kind of segue into, like, how did you get on this journey? I mean, we're both doctors of pharmacy, right? We both went into this. I want to help people. And, you know, got trained as pharmacists, got our doctorates, and then we're in this space and it's like, gosh, I'm not helping people anymore. It seems like big pharma is taking over. It seems like there's just so many different caveats. I know my story, but I know some of your story, but, you know, what made you shift your focus from a traditional doctor of pharmacy dispensing and prescribing in Idaho prescriptions? How did you shift that from being a naturopathic doctor? Like, what made you want to do things differently?
Yeah, those are fun questions to answer, because I think a lot of us pharmacists are stuck on that hamster wheel of being a pharmacist. And frankly, society hears the word pharmacist and they think of the gray-haired man with a white jacket on behind the counter. Well, that man was my dad, and I grew up in a household where we talked pharmacy all the time, and he owned a pharmacy, and I was in that atmosphere. So I knew what it felt like and it looked like. But as I got into my career, it was changing. And like you said, big pharma owns pharmacy now, and insurance companies own pharmacy now, and you just can't take care of people the way you used to. So as I was working in my retail space, and I was, for a good 20 plus years, I was in the retail space as a compounding pharmacist and a traditional retail pharmacist role. And I loved it. I loved the patients. We got really comfortable with each other, where, you know, we knew their name, we had their stuff pulled and ready for them. When we saw them walking through the parking lot, it was a good feel to help people. And when they left, they just knew they were in good hands. They trusted us. However, people weren't getting healthier. They just kept needing more prescriptions. And I'm an observer of people and of life. And I found myself just watching a lot of this, going, I don't want to end up like some of these people. As much as I adored and loved them, I did not want to end up in their shoes in those situations. And we all have different genetics and we all have different stories. I respect that. But I also was like, what else can I do for me? So in a way, my shift started for personal reasons. Like, I wanted to see, like, how can I be different for me? And as a compounding pharmacist, I was working with hormonally challenged women, because the bulk of compounding pharmacy is making hormones and dispensing hormones and working on all the different estrogens, progesterone, testosterone, DHEA, all the different hormones involved in hormone health. We were making them and dispensing them. So I'm watching these women and I'm talking to them. And then the prescribers needed my help with them as well. They wanted me to start. Actually, the prescribers didn't really know what to do in the town I was in. So the pharmacy I worked at, our role was to test them and then prescribe for the provider. And they trusted us with that whole thing. And so other than it just being hormones and prescriptions, there were lifestyle changes or options. And there was supplements that you needed to do and think about and consider. And again, as I'm observing all this, I'm like, these people, they need more information from me. How do I give them more information? Well, as my career developed and I moved to another town and I started seeing just the same issues everywhere, was, I don't have enough time to stand behind the counter as a pharmacist and help these people holistically with the whole picture. I would like throw it out at them. Like, you need to eat this way, sleep this way, work on your stress. Are you working on your stress? And that was it. Where there's more to it than that. Like, I need to really like get in their head and touch on their pain points as to why what they're doing isn't working for them. And so that became an unobtainable option in a pharmacy setting. So I'm like, okay, I need to have a consultation business outside of the pharmacy. And so that's where I got to where I am now, is one, to take care of myself so that I didn't end up in the same boat as a lot of people have been in. I wanted to be proactive about my healthcare and then help other people, women and men, but specifically women with perimenopause and menopause health, be more proactive about their health as well. That's why I love it when a 40-year-old comes to me and they're like, hey, I see what you do. What can I be doing now? I'm like, girl, we got to talk, because it sounds simple, but you really need some guidance and some education around this topic, because you can't, we can do better. And I want to help you how.
100%. And I feel like one of my favorite things that you just said was like, you know, guiding people on lifestyle things, the situations, all the things, because, you know, I always, you know, kind of chuckle when I talk about menopause, whether it's on social media or with my clients. It's kind of like, you know, no, we don't just turn, you know, 40 and all of a sudden, oh, I can't shed these 10 pounds in my midsection. I'm getting hot flashes. I'm waking in my sleep. I can't sleep. I'm getting sugar cravings, my brain fog, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, we hear these things from people and it's like, no, you didn't just turn 40. And yes, sure. Obviously just genetics. Yes. When we turn a certain age, our levels of all things decrease in the body. Our collagen decreases, our estrogen decreases. Yes, that happens. But in addition, like, why does it? It's not like you just turn a magical age and it stops. And what I see when I run labs on my clients is like, yes, their hormones need some help, but it's like the why, you know, how is estrogen metabolized and cleared from your body? The liver. So like, if your liver is stagnant or congested and not doing what it needs to do, like, we need to start there at the root and be like, let's get that going good. And let's get your liver situated. Let's get your gut situated. And then maybe you'll be clearing estrogen better. And maybe that will balance things out and eliminate symptoms. And then, yes, there are people that are deficient significantly, and they do need to have the, you know, the bioidentical hormones and helping people with that, because there's, you know, there's never just one way to do anything. You know, there's always different scenarios and situations. Everybody's different. You know, when you work with clients, there's no one size fits all. It's always sitting down and listening to them. And like you said, the best is when somebody comes to you before they're in dire straits, like, oh my gosh, my hair is falling out. I can't lose this weight. I'm so miserable. My libido is down. Me and my husband's relationship is in jeopardy. I'm so exhausted. I can't get through my day. My brain fog, blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, okay, girl, now, like you said, like, now we really need to talk. But it's great when people come to you before, like, wow, I want to age with grace. Like, talk to me. Like, what can I do? You know?
Yeah, you're right. Because I had a friend talk to me the other day about her hormones. She's like, oh, the doctor started me on these three hormones and I felt like garbage and I couldn't get past 2 months. And so much goes through my mind when I hear that conversation. And I've had those patients in front of me as well, where they're like, oh, I started this hormone and it didn't do anything for me. So I stopped. I'm like, whoa. Put on the brakes. It's not just about taking a pill. It's not just about putting on a patch or a cream. What? That's actually very interesting information that it didn't work for you. So let's talk about that. Unless let's discover why that happened. And detox has so much to do with that. Their liver pathways are blocked and their nutrition is poor and their metabolic processes aren't there to help them. If you're talking to a woman who hasn't taken a multivitamin in years or a B complex in forever, and she tries to eat good, but doesn't do her best, but she feels okay mostly. There's things that are not happening in the body that is making her body not utilize these hormones or whatever they're trying to take optimally. So yeah, the dose is probably fine, but your body's not utilizing it correctly. You didn't take it long enough to give it a chance. And yes, we don't want to make people feel worse, but that is information that your practitioner can work with, that you and I understand how to work with versus just putting a pill in there or a cream in there.
Yes. And like, let's talk about leaky gut for a second, you know, like looking at leaky gut and, you know, for those people that know or don't know, you know, leaky gut is when the contents of your gut are spilling out into the rest of your body. A lot of things can cause leaky gut. When your junctions in your gut are tight, they're staying in where they need to go. When they're not and they're loose and things kind of slip by, this is where an immune response happens in the body. So when this happens, you know, a lot of things can cause this, from the environmental toxins, our air, our food, our water. You know, it can happen from emotional stress, physical stress on the body. It can happen from prescription medication. It can happen from, you know, personal care products, just any kind of toxin in the environment. There's so many different factors. And when these things that are supposed to be encased in the gut are not, we have an immune response. That's inflammation. Inflammation is the source of all disease. It's also what happens when that's going on in your gut. Your stomach acid becomes low, and now you're not absorbing things properly. So like you just said, you can be taking all the supplements in the world, whether they are or are not taking the multivitamin, the B vitamins, the things. The biggest thing I see people deficient in when I run labs is omegas, omega fatty acids. It's like, you see people that are deficient in these things. And it's like, okay, sometimes there's just not enough of these nutrients in the food we're eating. But sometimes it's like, well, what's happening to the food you're eating or the supplements that you're taking? If they're not getting absorbed properly, your medications aren't, your supplements aren't going to work. Your food's not going to work and do its job. And neither are your prescription medications.
Yeah. And that, yeah, you're exactly right. So your food that you're eating, even if you're eating a good diet, you may not be absorbing. And then let's just say it is absorbing, and then it's not going to do the enterohepatic circulation or the estrogen circulation that goes on in the gut. If your gut's not healthy, you're going to negatively impact how your hormone health or your health in general is going. So there's so many factors. I mean, detox is one, detoxing all the different levels of the body, the gut health, your hormone health, your mental health. There are so many factors interplaying, and you're, as a patient, you need to understand that your provider has got to touch on those to really impact your health optimally and to help you grow up the best you can. Because I'll tell you what, the older I get, the more I want to live. The older I get, the more I have to do with my life. And I don't want to feel bad because I don't have time to feel bad. So I'm taking care of my health as best as I can now. No, not every day's perfect. No, my hormones aren't perfect all the time, but I do know when the whispers come, I know what to do and to adjust and what to pay attention to. And so then I implement all these things that I have been educated about over the years into my own life and then into my client's life.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you just said, you know, it's like you want to feel good. And when we take care of the gut, you know, 90% of our serotonin is produced and housed in the gut. We look at our immune system, 70 to 80% of our immune system, again, that inflammatory process housed in the gut. And if we don't take care of that, we're not nurturing that. And then when you're looking at something, like you just said, your liver and how it's clearing things, you know, taking a step back and looking at, okay, what am I doing? You know, a lot of things a big topic that's not discussed one of the first things I talk about with my patients is lymphatic drainage and our drainage funnel. Like, what's going on with your different pathways that you detox with, not just your liver, your kidneys, your skin, you know, just sweating it out, you know, looking at just cellular function, that's detox as well. So there's so many different ways that you can detox your body. You know, it just depends on the person, your symptoms, how far along are you, but people should be practicing this every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And if you can't practice it every day, at least know that you're going to do it weekly or at least monthly. If you get off track and life takes over, you have the education and the support to get you back on track. And detox programs are not just a one and done. Hormone health is not just a one and done. Gut health is not just a one and done. Like you said, it's a perpetual thing that we need to be aware of early on so that, again, like I keep saying, when life takes over and I'm busy taking care of my family or maybe an elderly parent or my work gets crazy, my outside job gets crazy, and I'm super focused on that, I can always reel things back with the education I have.
Absolutely. And I always, you know, look at things too. I just posted this on social media today, like 10 different ways to detox. You know, I always say, once you start seeing symptoms, the big symptoms, you know, the chronic symptoms are when you need to give your liver, your kidneys, extra TLC, diving into like deeper detox. But on the daily, things that are quote unquote detox, looking at things like castor oil packs, looking at red light therapy, looking at saunas, going for a walk, you know, just some basic supplements, milk thistle, N-acetylcysteine, glutathione, taking things like that, that will help at least give your liver some more of what it needs to help break down all of these things that we're throwing at it, from sunlight to prescription drugs to emotional stress, all of it, you know, looking at, you know, the little things that you can do that are definitely detox, lymphatic drainage, giving yourself massage, going to get a massage, you know, doing these things that we can practice in our everyday life, even if it's just, you know, a small amount of time that you have to dedicate to it. Putting a castor oil pack on before bedtime, you know, over your liver helps pull toxins. So doing these things, you know, and just whatever capacity you can do it. But I always tell people, you know, that might be good. It doesn't always look like a detox is a, oh my gosh, I better stay next to the toilet because I'm going to be pooping my pants all day. There are definitely detoxes that do that. You know what I mean? There's definitely ones that are more gentle. There's food eliminations. There's, you know, liquid diets for a couple of days and then introducing clean whole foods. There's so many different ways to address a detox. But I know when I start to work with my patients one-on-one and we run functional labs, that's where the true magic happens. And a lot of times people are not sure if they want to spend money on functional labs. It stinks that they're not covered by insurance, and, you know, but they're so tail-telling that they, you know, we look at things like deficiencies. We look at things that are built up in the body, heavy metal, mold, parasites, things that Western medicine just doesn't look at, that's causing these mystery symptoms in people. And, you know, really diving in on these labs and seeing what's going on helps us as practitioners really, really figure out why people are feeling as bad. And then we know exactly how to treat it. We know what people are deficiency in, and we know what we're trying to pull from the body and what kind of detox people need.
Yeah, that's really great. Then when you do the things that you know are good for you, you can have like this internal brag session. So here's one of my, I know. So love yeah, it. Here's one of my favorite things I do. So we recently had to get a new heating and air conditioning system in our house. FYI, that stuff isn't cheap. And so the new system though has this really neat adapter on the wall that tells us about the air quality in the home. And I never knew what my air quality in my home was. I know there's lots of options out there, but I now have this in my life. So I notice in the morning, I'll go over and I'll check what's the air quality downstairs, because we wake up upstairs and we come downstairs. The air quality downstairs is approaching the red. I would have never known that. So one of my favorite things I do right now for my home detox is I open the doors, the front door and the back door, have the screens on, and I turn on the ceiling fan. And it may be a little chilly right now, but I let the airflow go through and I can watch the air quality improve. And I have seen that in my hair tissue mineral analysis, because the HTMA can tell you about heavy metals and toxins. And one of my three people in my family who did the test, all three of us had the same heavy metal. And it can be related to radon coming from the earth into the home. And so I think about that every day now when I open those doors. I'm like, I am clearing out the air in this house. I got rid of candles. I got rid of artificial scents. A lot of the things that are like xenoestrogens and toxins in the home that we think are normal and natural because the store on the corner smells so good and you want your house to smell like that. Well, that's really hard on the body. That's just a small example of all the things we're exposed to that get stuck in our body and affect our hormone health and affect our health in general. It makes us age. Inflammation, all this inflammation that's going on in us, increases our risk of aging. Weight increases, excess weight increases our chances of aging quicker. And I don't know anybody that wants to age quicker other than maybe like a 14-year-old teenage kid who's like, I want to be 21, but nobody else really wants to age quicker. So what can we do? Where can we go? And how can we learn about feeling better and aging I always say anti-aging, but I really want to age better. I want to age well because I like aging as long as I'm aging, right? Versus not aging well.
I hear you. No, absolutely. Aging with grace, aging with dignity and being able to enjoy life. Like this is the time people work for. I always say this to people. And I sometimes you need to paint a picture for people when they need to understand their health and wellness. And it's like people are so prone to spend money on vacations and cars and clothes, and they don't take care of themselves. And it's like, well, what do you want to do? Do you want to take care of yourself now and do things proactively so that you can lay on the floor and play with your grandkids, so that you can travel and do fun things and not be in pain or, you know, wheelchair bound by the time you're a specific age? Or, you know, what is the inflammation leading to, you know, heart disease or diabetes or any of these things that are that inflammation leads to in the body? And it's like, well, what kind of life do you want to have as you age? I mean, I want to enjoy the heck out of it. I want to say I worked hard all these years. I want to enjoy life and do all the fun things. But, and it's, you know, it really comes back to what you said about aging. And it's almost in a, not to, to shift topics, but looking at those xenoestrogens that you just brought up and looking at all of the things that, that xenoestrogens are in, and they're just, you know, that are mimicking estrogen, that are causing, you know, early onset of puberty and causing infertility, and not even, you know, not even just looking at perimenopause and menopause, like that's a big deal. And it's not talked about enough or understood even a fraction of what women should be understanding is going on in their bodies during menopause. But look at all of these other factors that are hormonal related, you know, all of the hormones that are in the milk and meats and, you know, just the xenoestrogens that are, that girls are putting on their skin and perfumes and scents and body sprays and all these things that are, that were okay to do for so long that it's like, it's catching up and we're starting to learn like, no, this isn't good. You know, laundry detergents and dryer tabs and all these toxic things that are causing bad things in the body. And then even why is the infertility so prominent these days? Why is it such a problem where not just in women, looking at men and what decreases their sperm count, you know, again, not to get off topic of, you know, relevance, but it's just, it's wild that people, you don't know if you don't know, let's put it that way.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And if you're having all those hormone issues when you're younger, trying to start a family, how does that translate to your hormone health when you hit your 40s and 50s and even your 60s? It's a clue that something's off. You better wrangle that in now, or you're going to have one heck of a menopausal experience, or you're going to, if you're a man, you're going to have horrible issues with your hormone health as well. And you may have now at the age of 45, the testosterone level of a 75-year-old man. Is that how you want to be? So we need to really be aware of what's really going on in our bodies and our life. I love functional labs. I mean, I know we've heard it before, test, don't guess, but there are so many labs out there that can give you so much insight into what's going on in your body. So if something's off and something's wrong, let's quit investing in that $7 coffee. Used to be a $3 coffee. Now it's a $7 coffee. Let's slow down. Let's pump the brakes on some of the spending we're doing in other places and do some functional labs, find out what's going on with your body, figure out what's related to your rapid weight gain. Let's figure out what's going on with your suddenly you have adult onset acne. That's not normal. We talk about some of the stuff like, oh, it's normal because you're a grown up. It's normal only because it's happening, but it's not normal. So if you're feeling off and you're not feeling right and you're not happy with your current state of health, reach out to us because we have some ideas of what could be going on with you, and we have ways to fix and help and support you.
100%.
I heard a cool saying, and I think it's going to be like my little saying you're going to hear me say, but it's, I don't want to rehab my life. I want to prehab my life.
Oh, I like that.
Isn't that cool? Yeah. So yeah, we need to start taking care of ourselves before we get there, before we have the issues. If you're having issues now, we can work on that as well, but let's be proactive.
And it doesn't take much. I mean, you know what the stuff entails when we start to dive into these things. And, you know, again, looking at the functional labs to say, what are we looking at here? What can we specifically treat so that we're not putting your body through a whole gamut of things that we don't necessarily need to, if we're looking directly at what we're treating, that's the easiest way to go. And I know I've worked with practitioners that sometimes will just charge an arm and a leg and they'll just take you through all the protocol and all the detox and put your body through the ringer. I've been there. But, you know, it's almost like, what are the things that you can do to, you know, to proactively age with grace and feel good, just feel good, having energy to get through the day and just feeling good. Like, how many people that go through the day are like, I'm so tired. How many people feel good? Like, are just like, I feel good, that are happy and just feel energetic. Like, not a lot of people. Usually people have the complaints. And sure, you have bad days. Like you said, you're not going to feel great every day. There's always, you know, obstacles, but overall you want to feel healthy. You want to feel energy. You want to feel just good in your skin.
Mm-hmm. That's the truth. And I it's possible for a lot of us. We just need to know what to do. And that comes down to education and taking action.
Absolutely. And before we end today, just to kind of even give people a sneak peek into some of the stuff that we have going on in our practice, you know, diving into another realm, not just for weight loss, for different areas of longevity, really, are oral peptides. And we know that, you know, most people have heard of, you know, the injectable. You think of Ozempic, semaglutide, all of those, Wegovy, I don't even remember the names of all of them anymore, the tirzepatide, whatever, they just keep coming out with more of them. And they're all, you know, they're all not always used properly. When I was in the pharmacy space, they weren't always used properly. And I think that they can be a helpful drug for people. However, when monitoring and future side effects, there's a safer way. And now there's oral peptides that are out. And we both are affiliated with several companies where we're working and experimenting and really hoping to help our clients in a capacity, especially with weight loss. Weight loss is a big one. And it's not, you know, it is good to feel good in your skin. You know, like we always say, it's not always about the number on the scale. It's how are your pants fitting? Do you feel good? Do you feel comfortable in your skin? But also, you know, weight loss and inflammation. I heard a statistic like last week, and it was like, for every pound that you gain, that's 3 pounds of weight on your joints. So, you know, a 10 pound weight gain is 30 extra pounds on your joints, working out, running, doing all of the things. So looking at it from a standpoint of, you know, not just weight loss, but longevity with weight loss and the things that come along from decreasing that inflammation, you know, not just taking a pill and one and done and be like, okay, we're here, incorporating it with movement, good exercise, weight resistance training, you know, incorporating it with eating whole, clean foods, organic, the best you can do wherever you are, you know, that kind of stuff. But I'm super excited that we're able to offer these products, that they're coming up. And I know we'll have great podcast episodes coming up soon when we can really kind of give more feedback. These products have been around for a little bit, but they're coming out in a capacity more where they're being talked about in our functional space. You know, now you can watch webinars on them and learn more about them. And, you know, for me, I always like to try products to see what they're all about, but not just for weight loss, for longevity in general, for energy, for focus, for all of the things.
Yeah, this is going to be a really interesting conversation. I'm looking forward to having that with you. Peptides are revolutionary. They've been around for a long time. I don't know if I mentioned yet that insulin itself is a peptide. So a lot of people are familiar with that. So it may seem like a foreign word, but it should be a very familiar word. And you're going to hear more and more about it now. But peptides can be used effectively for inflammation and for weight loss and for cognition and energy and focus. And you and I are diving deep into exploring a couple companies out there that have some products. And I know that we'll introduce our audience to some really interesting things. But the good thing is there's options, and there's options out there, and it's not just a one size fits all. And it's not just a one pill does it all. It should really be incorporated into a program.
Absolutely. And I'm so excited to, you know, launch this and get people started and, you know, get good feedback, because overall it's all about longevity and feeling good.
Yeah. That's my plan. High five to that.
Well, my friend, I thank you for being on today, and more episodes to come. I love this conversation and, you know, just bringing awareness, even just to menopause, perimenopause. You know, reach out to Kelly, reach out to me. We can help you navigate these things. You don't have to feel bad as you're aging and navigating hormones. There's ways around it. You're not supposed to have extra weight. You're not supposed to feel tired. You're not supposed to have brain fog and feel, you know, moody and miserable. It's not supposed to be like that. And we can help you feel your best. Just reach out. All of Kelly's information will be available in the show notes. What's your best way to get in touch with you, Kelly, on your website or through social media?
I like both. Social media is a lot easier. I like Instagram, Dr. K-E-L-L, Dr. spelled D-R, K-E-L-L-Y-E is my Instagram. Dr. Kelly Shab, excuse me. Oh my gosh. D-R K-E-L-L-Y-E-S-C-H-A-B is my Instagram. I love my email as well, which is connect@drkellyshab.com.
Awesome. And we'll have that all in the show notes too for people to reach out and contact you.
Thanks, Courtney.
Thanks for being on, Kel. Talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to the Balanced Wellness Solutions podcast. Please leave a 5-star review if anything in this show spoke to you, or share this show with a friend to spread the word and help others find the balance they may also be searching for. Make sure to follow along with me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Dr. Courtney with a K, Ciccoletti, or check out my website at www.wellness-solutions.co to find out how we can possibly work together. Be well.